is One More Round with Chad Hasty, a podcast that covers politics, sports, cigars, and whatever else may be on our minds. Tune in to the Chad Hasty Show weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on 790 KFYO or online at KFYO.com. And be sure to follow Chad on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Now, here's Chad.
Well, folks, you're still taking a look at the State of the Union Address, taking a look back, seeing what President Obama had to say, which wasn't much at all, and what we will learn from that, where we will go in the future. Obviously, immigration, one of the big issues out there, and now all eyes focusing on the Republicans and what Republicans will do as far as immigration. Top Republicans, according to the New York Times, calling for a legal status for some illegal immigrants. This from the New York Times again. The House Republican leadership's broad framework for overhauling the nation's immigration laws will call this week for a path to legal status, not citizenship, for many of the 11 million adult immigrants who are in the country illegally. And according to aides that have seen the party's statement of principles. For immigrants that were brought to the United States illegally as young children, Republicans would offer a path to citizenship. Think the DREAM Act. But even before the document is unveiled later, some of the party's leading strategists and conservative voices urging the immigration push be abandoned or delayed until next year. Why? Well, because Republicans want to avoid an internal party rupture before the midterm elections. So you look at all the polling that's being done right now, and the Republicans will hold on to the House. That's as of right now, of course. But the Senate, well, that's still up in the air. If Republicans want a shot at the Senate, then they should probably play nice. If Republicans want to blow the Senate and lose the Senate, well, they can probably get into a fight over immigration. You see, the big winning issue right now for Republicans is Obamacare. Not only Obamacare, but jobs and the economy overall. Only 3% of Americans, according to a poll that was released about a week or two ago, about only 3% of Americans really care about this whole path to citizenship, path to legalization. Immigration's not a big topic on really anyone's mind right now. So why would Republicans go through and make it the big issue of 2014? That's exactly what Democrats are wanting Republicans to do. They want it to be the major issue of 2014. Why? Because it makes Republicans look bad. If Republicans are fighting each other over immigration, if they're fighting each other over the minimum wage, if they're fighting each other over these two things, well, they're now talking about Obamacare, which makes the Democrats look pretty good because the bad deal lately for the Democrats has been what? Yeah, Obamacare. What have they been hit on? Obamacare and the economy. Even President Obama in his State of the Union admitted that there's been stagnation out there, that the gap is widening between the rich and the poor. Well, you take a look at why that's happening, and a lot of fingers can be pointed at Obamacare and this president's policies. Why would Republicans get wrapped up in illegal immigration at this time? It makes absolutely no sense. I agree with the folks from the National Review and other places like the Weekly Standard and Bill Kristol that say this is not a good idea for the Republicans, at least politically. It's not a good idea. Don't touch it. One of the other things that I'm taking a look at this afternoon, a new poll out, and it's way too early for polling for 2016, but this one scares me a little bit. Mike Huckabee. You remember Mike Huckabee? Yeah, he is leading now among the 2016 GOP hopefuls. Again, very early, probably won't last for Mike Huckabee, but as of right now, Huckabee, according to the Public Policy Polling Survey, is up 16%. Mike Huckabee at 16%. Then after that, Jeb Bush at 14%. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie at 13%. Rand Paul at 11%. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, Paul Ryan, Marco Rubio tied at 8%. I don't like Mike Huckabee. I like Mike Huckabee. He seems like a nice guy. But as far as President of the United States, no thank you. You see, a lot of the one-issue voters out there, a lot of the social conservatives, they love Mike Huckabee. Why? Because he talks about abortion, and he's against abortion, which is fine. That's great. Okay, I agree with him on that. But that's the only thing he talks about. He talks about abortion. He talks about being against gay marriage. And he just talks religious issues. okay, that's fine, but you know, there are other issues out there, like, I don't know, taxes, big government, lots of spending, school choice, education. Where does Mike Huckabee come down on those issues? Yeah, he does not have a good conservative record or even a Republican record. You go back to an article, now this is from the Cato Institute, back in 2007. Mike Huckabee, as governor of Arkansas, increased state spending. During his two-year tenure, he increased spending by more than 65%. The number of government workers increased by 20%. The state's debt services increased by nearly $1 billion. Huckabee financed his spending binge with higher taxes. Under his leadership, the average tax burden for those in Arkansas increased 47%. 47% for the average person in Arkansas. Now, he likes to go around. He says that he cut taxes 94 times. Well, that's true. They were tiny tax cuts, like exempting residential lawn care from the sales tax. Now, you go back and you look at the taxes that he increased. Yeah. On net, Huckabee increased state taxes by more than $500 million. Huckabee increased taxes in his state by more than Bill Clinton. Yeah, he did more than Bill Clinton. On its annual governor's report card, Cato gave Huckabee an F for fiscal policy during his final term, an overall two-term grade of D. Only four governors had worse scores, and 15 Democratic governors got higher scores. So as far as Mike Huckabee being this great conservative leader out there, while he talks religion and while he says the right things when it comes down to the religious right, when you really break down Mike Huckabee, he's not a conservative. Now, you can tune into the Chad Hastie Show tomorrow on Thursday. I will have U.S. Senator John Cornyn on the program. We'll talk about the president's State of the Union speech and a few other issues as well. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hastie Radio. That's at Chad Hastie Radio on Twitter. And be sure to tune in to the Chad Hastie Show tomorrow morning, 8:30 to 11, on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with the Radio Pup app. This has been One More Round. I'm Chad Hastie.